Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. He's actually at Murray Bridge, South Australia this morning. G'day.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners. Yes, I am in wonderful Murray Bridge outside of Adelaide.
Right. Have you ever taken one of those paddle steamers?
Yeah, I've been on a paddle steamer.
At Murray Bridge or Echuca or where? Whereabouts?
Yeah, on the Murray somewhere. So, yeah, I think they had beer on board.
Hey. Who cares what town? As long as there's beer. Happy days.
Yeah. Well, it had to be a payoff.
Yeah, right.
Can we go on there? Is there alcohol on board? I'm in.
All right, let's get to tech stuff. Now, telco legislation amendments. So Telstra, new scamming blocking tech available, right?
I think this is a really good idea. So they're trying to block all these stupid scam calls that we go along and get, and now they've got some new software on there to do it. Like, just so far this year, Telstra received 11,100 reports from customers about scam SMS calls. Do you know how many were reported last year, Darren?
No idea.
50.
Right.
So not many last year, but this year it's exploded. A lot of it's got to do with that flu bot malware.
Yeah,
if you go along and you get a text about a parcel delivery, I reckon that's going to ramp up in the next couple of weeks. Just delete it, or a voicemail as well. So that's really has driven this as well. But they've got a tool which will automatically detect and block scam SMS messages as they travel across the telco's network,
yeah.
So they won't get to your phone. Really, really good idea. So you should see that start to be implemented very, very soon.
Very good. I got two this week, and I've done what you said and just ignored them and deleted them. Didn't even, bother to open them. Yeah.
So I got a message that said John Elliott has left a message for you. And I thought, well, that's very clever. He's been dead for a while.
That's right. You should have said, pig's ass! Pig's ass! for those who remember Rubbery Figures, that was, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. So that's a good idea. Let's go to passwords. Some people have, well, you've got some examples of some very bad passwords.
Yeah, there is. NordPass has actually released the most popular passwords of 2021. We're actually worse than last year, Darren. We've got actually backwards, and I thought more people would be better at it, but they're not. The top five passwords of 2021 are 123456, 123456789 for those people. It's always going to be a bit better. 12345 if you're really lazy. QWERTY and password are the top five passwords. People, you can't have that. You can't have the name of your football team, but when they won the premiership as well. I always get, Port Adelaide supporters, Port 2004. Yes, it was the greatest year of my life, but no, I can't use it as a password.
Hmm.
So, get yourself a password manager. Think something like LastPass. There's lots of password managers around. The reason I like LastPass is if you pay $50, I think, to them, you can put it on every device that you've got. It syncs across all your devices. You only ever have to remember one password as well. But it's also got a thing called a dead man switch in there as well, which means you can set up, if something happens to you, your next of kin will be able to get your password
right
there as well, which is, I think, is a great idea so that they can get into your accounts and your devices as well. So use a password manager because, honestly, we're terrible at passwords.
I can't believe people are still doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I know.
Turn it up.
Seriously, people. So,
come on.
Or the name of your cat. I had a bloke who goes, nobody would ever have guessed my password. Richard's the name of my cat. So what's the name of your cat, mate? He said Puss. Honestly.
Okay. Christmas gifts. Now, we'll be doing these over the next couple of weeks. Now, let's start off with power banks.
Great idea, power banks, especially if the power goes off, I've got to say, goes off for an extended period of time. You can plug your phone into them. Mm. You can plug your tablet into them as well, so you can be able to make sure it's fully charged until the power comes back on. Or if you use your smart, you're going away on holiday sometime,
yeah,
and you've got nowhere to plug it into, use a power bank. They started about, I've seen them as low as $20, go up to about $100. $100 ones will give you multiple charges. I think it's a great idea.
Mm.
New keyboard and a mouse. If you've got a desktop computer, why not get a new keyboard and mouse? I've seen some disgusting keyboards in my time where all the food falls out of it when you turn it upside down.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. $50 will get you a really, really good one. We like you listening to the radio. Why not go along and get a subscription to Apple Music and Spotify when you can't do that? And finally, the Google Nest Hub 2. There's no camera to worry about, but it's a really good alarm clock. It can wake you with a sunrise effect and sound. You can actually silence the alarm by waving your hand at it. Nobody in radio should buy this, though, people. We can't have that at all because it is hard for us to get up in the morning, isn't it, Darren?
I have two alarms.
Yeah, as well. It knows when you're asleep, so it basically goes jet black as well. It's good for playing the radio on.
Right. Okay. So that's the Google Nest Hub 2.
Yes.
Keep going.
A couple of things as well. iPads are in really, really short supply out there as well. If you're after the basic iPad, order it now, because I was with a client yesterday and they were looking at deliveries on Christmas week, which might not even happen. And if you're looking at buying a monitor as well for your computer, prices are rising rapidly on those as well. I was with one supplier the other day. He said the price actually going up weekly by a few dollars.
Right. So I assume it's because freight costs, most of them are made in China.
Yep, and really short supply.
Mm.
So, you know, which hopefully will be fixed, I think, by the middle of next year, because the computer chips are in short supply and they can't make enough.
All right, so what's the weather like in Murray Bridge right now?
It's going to be 30 degrees here, fine and sunny today.
All right, I reckon you should go and jump in the Murray, or maybe get a fishing line off someone and go and catch a Murray cod.
That sounds like an idea, but I think I'll go to the pub too.
I think you'll go to the pub. All right, great ideas there, and all of that info and more on Richard's excellent website, talktech.com.au, and we'll talk again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, Darren.